And welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Very pleased to bring in Darren Urban of the Cardinals official website. And Darren, let's talk about this matchup. Obviously, all eyes from the Eagles perspective on the Cardinals side are going to be on Kevin Cobb. He didn't win the starting job at a training camp, at a preseason, but he came in, won that first game, went on the road, very impressive win against the Patriots. Can he take this job for the foreseeable future with a win this week?
Well, I think that's what everybody's kind of waiting to see. You know, until John Skelton completely comes back from this ankle sprain, and it was a pretty bad ankle sprain, I don't think anybody really understands, you know, what direction this might go. You know, Skelton played well enough in the preseason where he was named the starter, and he was playing decently in that first game before he got hurt. So I think Coach Ken Whisenhunt's going to have a difficult decision, but obviously Kevin's going to give him a lot to think about, you know, if this team is 3-0 after 3 weeks.
You know, for me, anecdotally watching some of the Cardinals games in the preseason, that offensive line was very leaky. Neither quarterback had much time to throw. But only 4 sacks through 2 games, Kevin, it seems, has been a little bit more protected in the pocket. Have they done anything to shore up that offensive line here?
No, I mean, they're basically running with the guys that they were using in the preseason. You know, one of the things that they look at in the preseason is, especially with the tackles, leaving them kind of on islands. You know, when we talk about vanilla game planning in the preseason, that goes for their offensive line too. And they kind of wanted to test them out, see how they were going to be. You got DeAnthony Batiste on the left side, and you got rookie Bobby Massey on the right side. And they kind of wanted to test them and see how they were those last couple preseason games once they got in the starting lineup. And, you know, once the games start and you start game planning and you start looking at what defenses you're playing, I think that has helped out those two guys too. And I think it's somewhat of a comfort factor. I mean, when we first saw Batiste and Massey in the preseason, I mean, they just got in the starting lineup. I mean, neither one of them were starters when training camp opened. So I think this is also an indication of what happens when you've had some reps and you've had some games. I mean, I think they're just going to naturally get a little bit better. They just got to continue to that upward trend. They're going to be seeing some, you know, good pass rushing teams, including the Eagles. And, you know, obviously the Cardinals need them to hold up.
Yeah, Massey, the 4th-round pick, it's actually going to be the 3rd straight week that Jason Babin lines up against a rookie offensive tackle. But what about the run game for the Cardinals? It hasn't been very productive so far. Beanie Wells, I think, under 3 yards per carry. Ryan Williams under 2 yards per carry. What do they need to do to spring those guys?
Well, I mean, I think it's, again, a lot of different things. Whisenhunt was saying earlier in the week, you know, he'd like his running backs to you know, be able to find the right path, the right hole more often than they are right now. Obviously, the offensive line needs to get some blocks that they aren't always executing. But that's also kind of a work in progress. You got 2 guys, 2 running backs, and Ryan Williams and Beanie Wells who are coming off seasons of rehab. Neither one had a completely full training camp because they were trying to work back into playing shape after spending the offseason, again, rehabbing their 2 injuries. So I think they're headed in the right direction. They did gain as a team over 100 yards last week against the Patriots in that first game. You know, they were going against a Seattle defense that's proving to be pretty good. So, you know, I expect that to continue to move forward, especially Beanie as he kind of rounds into shape in terms of getting the rust off of that knee. And I do think that they feel like that's coming along, maybe not super fast, but it's coming along in a progressive type of way.
On the other side of the ball, it seems like Patrick Peterson, rather, is emerging as really one of the young stars in the NFL. Do you see him taking that superstar leap?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would want to say that after just 2 games, but clearly, you know, Peterson is in a really good spot right now in terms of his development as a cornerback. I mean, everybody knew him last year as a punt returner, and he had a great year, made the Pro Bowl with all that, but they need him to be a superstar cornerback. That's why they drafted him. And he's making moves in that direction, and he's been really tough. He made some unbelievable plays last week against New England, had a diving interception on a tip ball, and on one particular play, stopped a running play where he basically drove back a tight end and then chased the runner about 4 yards deep in the backfield on a sweep. So those are the kind of plays that very few cornerbacks can make, and that's the kind of player Peterson can be.
And you talked about how special he is on special teams. Eagles special teams coordinator Bobby April today was lauding the Cardinals special teams units, blocked, I think, 2 punts or 2 kicks already this year. What makes that unit so special?
They spend a lot of time on it. It's always been really important for Ken Wisenhunt to spend time on special teams. He feels like it's a really important part of the game. So that's a big part of it. But it doesn't hurt to have the athletes. You got Peterson on field goal block coming off the edge. He blocked a couple field goals last year. They added a rookie, Justin Bethel, who blocked 9 kicks in college, and he got a couple in the preseason, and he's another weapon coming off the edge. And then you have a guy like 6'8", defensive end Calais Campbell is right in the middle of the field goal block, and it tends to be a little intimidating, I would think, for some kickers. And this this block team, especially the field goal block team, I mean, they've been directly responsible for, you know, 2 or 3 of the Cards' wins when, you know, winning 9 of the last 11. I mean, they've been right in the middle of it between, you know, even last week, even though they didn't technically have a block on that last field goal try by Gostkowski, there's a universal belief around here that it was the possibility of the Cardinals blocking that kick that maybe made Gostkowski either rush a little bit or pull it a little bit. They firmly believe that they can get in the other team's, you know, heads a little bit in that regard, and they've worked really, really hard to gain that reputation.
All right, well, special teams certainly will be a focus on Sunday. Thanks a lot to Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. Thanks for joining us. All right, and we'll be back with more on the other side here on Eagles Nightly.